Tesvot and Manalev. We're up to the Mishnah. This next piece of the Gemara, which we'll see, you really have to go through the entire piece. So we'll see how much we can accomplish. Okay. Let's start out with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is easy. It makes you think that the Gemara is going to be easy. It's not so bad. We'll get through it. All right. Hakare Shema lo hishmiya lo azno yatsa. So we have a machlokas right here. Tanakama, the Rabbanan tell us that if a person reads the Shema, v'lo hishmi lo ozno,
which means you just read it with your eyes and don't move your lips, basically, the way he's saying it?
Yeah, it's probably, basically, we don't have any Rashi on this, which basically means you're not saying it loud enough that you can hear it.
You don't have to say it at all. I'm just saying is you can just like, okay, I'm reading a book.
Right.
So basically, I mean that's the way I read it. That you even have to move your lips.
Right. So the Tanakama, well, I guess you could read it that way. You can also say maybe you are moving your lips, but you're not really saying anything out loud. So you can move your lips and not hear anything, and still, that would maybe be an issue.
Right.
It's possible also. But anyway, we have a machlokas over here. Yosei says, right, Omer lo yatz. We're going to end up discussing that line is going to be that's basically going to be the whole thing. And we're going to get into other issues about someone who is cheresh, someone who can't speak, someone who can't hear.
Right.
If you can't hear, does that, okay. So we'll have to discuss that as well. We might talk about that also between the chamarim, maybe. All right. Karablo dictate, that's the first case. We'll get back to that. Karablo dictate ba'isi aiseha. A person reads the Shema, you said it, but you weren't very particular in the way you enunciated it. Yeah, you slurred, or it's questionable exactly what this means. Did you just not say the words? You did say it, but you didn't say it clearly. Rav Yossi Omer Yatsa, which is interesting, before Rav Yossi said, by the case of not hearing what you're saying, that you're not Yotzei. Here he says Yotzei. He holds that you do fulfill your obligation even though you didn't really say it so clearly.
Because he was audible, he is still Yotzei.
Right. Provide
audibility.
Right. He holds as long as you can hear it, it doesn't necessarily matter what you're hearing or how clear those words are. Yehuda Amar lo Yotzei. So before we finish this Mishnah, there's this one Rashi over here that says, "V'lo dikdek mi'aisi yaseha." What does that mean? L'farshin yafe b'sevasam. That you didn't say yafe well.
Right. Right.
You didn't say it. You said it.
But you didn't. You slurred through it.
Right. Right. That's probably what that word means. Yafe. So you didn't say it so well. You slurred it. You burned through it. So that's another machlokes. And then finally, the third part of our Mishnah says, Hakarlo Mafreya lo yatsa. A person reads the Shema out of order. This is a machlokas, the Rambam holds that's only by the psukim, but when it comes to if you said paragraph 2 before paragraph 1, maybe that's not as much of an issue. Mafreya could be referring to the psukim, not the paragraphs, it's not so clear. Lo yatsa. Okay. Karavata Yasser Lamakam Shita. So the person read and made a mistake, go back to the place where he made a mistake. Alright, fine. So those are the actual four parts of the Mishnah. Alright. So now the Gemara goes right into it. There's no Tosis on this, so let's go straight to the Gemara. My time to Rav Yossi. Why, in the first part of our Mishnah, does Rav Yossi say, Lo Yossi, they did not fulfill your obligation? So he says, I'll tell you why you have to hear what the Shema says, because...
Whoa. Now, this is the crux of the issue. Who has to hear? He's saying, Shema, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, you're davening to Hashem. You said the other day to Nechamar, so you're paying attention, that Hashem listens. If you're saying the kol namoch, he can hear it.
Right.
So the thing is, the Shema is not incumbent on us
right.
to hear, it's incumbent on Hashem to hear.
So the question is the Shema different than the tefillah of the Shemona Esrei? The Amidah of the Shemona Esrei is a conversation to God.
Right, right.
So that, for sure, when you're speaking to Hashem, then you're not supposed to raise your voice. So raise your voice, then it's this. But the inyan of Shema is primarily, as we've seen, whatever this means, to be mekabel olah l'shema. You accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven.
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's take the English translation. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one, right?
Right.
Are we saying it to Kal Yisrael? Are we saying to the people of Israel, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, you know, is God, and He is one. This is our call out to our brethren Israel, rather than our call out to Hashem, if you're going, yes, and Mekabel Olah l'Shamayim.
Right.
Hear, O Israel. Israel, listen. This is, maybe that's the way it should be translated. Maybe that should be the interpretation of it.
Hear, O Israel would maybe mean not only do you have to hear it,
Israel has to hear it.
You have to scream it.
Right. Israel, the people of Israel.
We do say it.
Because, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. You're not telling God that He's one. He knows He's one.
Right.
But you're telling your fellow Jews,
yourself.
It's a call, and of course, to yourself.
Right.
You know, it's your call to the people. I mean, because otherwise, how does it make sense? How could you interpret the words?
Right.
How would you interpret the words?
The Gemara's answer that Rabbi Yossi is going to give is almost that. It's similar to that. He doesn't focus on the word Yisrael. He focuses on
because otherwise it would be Shema Hashem. Shema, Elokeinu. Why are you saying Shema Yisrael?
Right.
How does Israel figure into it? If this tefillah is going to Hashem, as all tefillahs we know are going to, but if you just take the literal translation without looking at the parable, why would you say Shema Yisrael? Should be Shema Hashem.
Right. So clearly, based on that sentence alone, we see it's not really speaking directly to Hashem. Right.
And therefore, because they can't hear you, they won't know what your intent is unless you say it out loud.
Very good. So therefore, you're defending the words of Rav Yossi, that it makes sense that you should say it out loud.
But now you're not saying it to Hashem.
Right. But you're saying that not only should you say it out loud to the point that you should hear the Shema, but everyone else in the room should as well. Everyone else.
Yes.
Right.
Because otherwise, what is your purpose?
Teslam Lanav. You're right. Maybe
Matthew, next week, just to let you know, we'll do it 7:30 at the noon tomorrow because there's not enough time. Because Mincha next week will be 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get home for you also. It's impossible.
Hey.
Can't have labor.
Right.
I may institute next Monday will be Labor Day. I can have another day off. Which I'll want that day off. But,
right.
Yeah, so that's what we'll do. But, which not
which
only...
Which would make sense to anybody.
But certainly you can ask then the question on our Mishnah of how could the Tanakhama, how could the Rabbanan say
that it's okay to not be audible, to read it,
right?
Basically.
Very, right? I'm sorry, I'm saying it the other way around. Right, that's right, that you're Yosei, right? Doesn't make sense. And that's what the Gemara is going to deal with. May not necessarily say this as well as you did, but let's see what the Gemara says. My time read Rav Yosei. So what is Rav Yosei? Why, what's the reason? Why did Rav Yosei say you need to actually hear what you're saying? Mishum dechsev Shema. Doesn't say Shema Yisrael for whatever reason. He focused on the word Shema. And what does the word Shema mean? Hishmo aznacha mashiata motzi mepicha. That your ears need to hear what you take out of your mouth. Whatever words come out of your mouth, there's an inyan of hearing it. Which the shaila is just based on those words. What's if I know what I'm saying and I'm feeling it and thinking it, why is that? What's the special inyan about me hearing what I'm saying? If I believe it and I'm monotheistic, I believe in one God, so why do I have to Shema? Why does it have to be said out? Right? That's something to think about. I mean, on the simple point, when you think something, you think it. Thoughts come and go. Say it. Maybe it'll have more of an impact for yourself and also people around.
Yeah, but we say Shomar Bezocher Nibaruch Adonai when Hashem said it, they heard two Lishonos.
Right.
They had to hear it.
That's right. So that's what Rav Yossi holds. It's the Shema is so important that they decided to put the word Shema in the Shema, so that we understand that you have to hear what's being said. But again, it's not to the point that other people have to hear. And it may be, even though it does say Shema Yisrael, I also talked about, even though on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, there's an inyan, you can raise your voice higher,
right.
But you have to be sensitive to the people around you. So, it says Shema Yisrael, so I'm going to scream the whole Shema in front of you. But I also have to say the Shema. I'm going to cut me some slack. So maybe to be mechayev someone to say the Shema on that level, of the Shema Yisrael level, that will maybe detract from other people's kavanah of saying the Shema. So, at least it should be said loudly enough that you should hear it. And if other people hear it, other people hear it. I mean, that may be part of it. But the Gemara doesn't get into that. It only discusses if you can hear the Shema. And Rabbi Yossi says it's necessary. For some reason, the Tanna Kamma holds it's not. But why not? That's what Gemara asks. The Tanna Kamma Savar, Tanna Kamma, don't you have the word Shema in the Shema? So does it sound like you have to actually hear what you're saying? No. That's not how we darshan that word. Tanna Kamma Savar, Shema means B'chol Lashon, Shiata Shameya. In any language that you can hear, which means you don't have to say the Shema in
Hebrew,
right? It can be said in any lashon, b'chol lashon. Even though within that framework there are different halachos, as we discussed before, such as if you do not understand the language you're saying, like I can read Spanish because it's the same letters, but I don't know what I'm reading, so that's not considered to be the Shema. The only time it's b'chol lashon, it has to be b'chol lashon shata shemeya, something which, not just that you hear the words, but you understand what you're saying. Masha ein kein, when it comes to lashon kodesh, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that even if you don't understand, as long as you're saying lashon kodesh, of course there's an inyan to understand in the first sentence, but beyond that you don't have to understand what you're saying, because you're saying lashon kodesh. But the Tanna Kamma says, the word shema just means understand what you're saying, or apparently you're saying the words, you're moving your lips, you're not saying it loudly enough, or what you're thinking. Anyway. So, does Rabbi Yossi agree with this concept? Yes. Rabbi Yossi, Tarti Shema Mino. Rabbi Yossi learns out both things from the same pasuk. And the question is, what do you mean? You're not allowed to learn two drushes from the same word, from the same pasuk. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says up here, Tarti Shema Mino, Ki Durashta, Nami Shema B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya, Shema Mino, Nami Detzarech Lashmiya L'Ozno. The fact that I do hold of this drasha, that you have to Shema B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya, you have to hear it in any language that you can hear it, but within that statement is you have to hear it. Right?
You know, but I think more that you can say it b'chol lashon, and why you're saying it, you have to hear it.
Right, exactly. That's right. But that's the lashon that the Tanna Kamma
right.
used. They say shema b'chol lashon shata shomea, which sounds, as Rabbi Yossi says, to mean it means you actually have
that you really understand.
You understand
the language that you understand.
Right. So some people also look at Rabbi Yossi as to say, as we said, that even if you know a language, but you may not necessarily pay attention to what you're saying, but once you say it out loud, then you're going to have more kavana for those words. And therefore, Shema b'chol lashon shata shemeya means both things. That once you say it out loud, it'll be something which you will also understand.
Right.
Because it'll be easier for you to understand.
The funny thing is, if you know people who come to America from another language, from another country,
right.
Their mother tongue was German, Spanish, or French.
Right.
Watch them count. It's always my father.
What do you mean to count?
Yeah. He counts in German. He doesn't count. He's been in this country since he's 13 and Kanai Nahari is 83 years old.
Right.
He's been in the country. I said, he count. And I said, why do you count German? He said, that's what I was told. Yeah, German. And I see people that work in Spanish. And I understand the Spanish, but they're speaking Spanish or French people or Italian people. They always revert back to their native tongue. When it comes to something as important as math, so
and telephone,
that right? It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. I don't understand why, but and it's I at first I used to hear, hear other people who are or even Israelis say it's in Hebrew. Actually, they're Americanized already. But when it comes back to certain things, that's where their understanding was derived. So maybe the same thing with Shema. Right. Because if they understood that mathematics was and said same thing with the Kabbalah and everything of Shema,
right.
That's their mamalosh, so to speak.
Right. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay. Now we're going to embark on the next piece of Gemara, which I'm saying it that way because this piece could continue all the way to Amud Beis. It possibly can end by the dot three lines in the bottom. But it's going to be basically one smooth flow. And we're going to, maybe there's a few there's four tosis over here, which maybe we'll see all of them today, or certainly the first three. The last one is my favorite one, but we'll see what we can get to today. Tanan Hasam. Tanan always means we learn in Mishnah. Tanya means we learn in the Braiser, Tosefta. So Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. In Trumos, right. That's what it says on the side. Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. Okay, Tanan Hasam. So we learned the Mishnah over there in Trumos. Cheresh Hamadaber Venu Shemeya. Let's say you have a Cheresh. Now, Cheresh could mean a lot, could mean one of two things. Cheresh sometimes means that you're deaf and you cannot, which means you cannot hear, you cannot speak. Sometimes it doesn't mean that. So here, it's a Cheresh Hamadaber Venu Shemeya. A person who can speak, but he cannot hear. Cheresh means just cannot hear in this context.
Deaf person.
Right. But he can speak. Lo yitron. Such a person, makes sense that's in Mishnah Truma, such a person should not preferably separate Truma. V'im taram Truma's a Truma. But if he did take off the Truma, then the Truma's a Truma. Now, what exactly does this mean? This means that l'chatchila, if you would ask you the shayla, right? Can I?
But this would only be
do so.
To Rabbi Yossi. It wouldn't be according to.
That's what we're going to be trying to figure out. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. It's not like Rabbi Yossi, but we're going to see, right? Because this Mishnah apparently sounds like l'chatchila no, but b'di'eved
yes.
Im taram, he already did it. So Trumas Truma, but the evidence is okay. So this is a Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah which has no names. But who is the author of this Mishnah? Mantana Cheresh Madavin or Shemeya, the Evid in L'chadchila. Who is the author of this Mishnah that says that a Cheresh, who is a Madavir, can speak but he can't hear, that Vidi Evid in, yes. L'chadchila, no, we do not want him L'chadchila to do so, but Vidi Evid, yes. So who is this leg? So based on our Mishnah, maybe we can find who the Tan of the Mishnah over there is as well. So Omar Chistam, Rabbi Yossi. You thought it makes sense to Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see why. It's not because we learned in a different Mishnah, ours, Hakare Shemadu Hishnil Ozno Yas Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now it's interesting.
No, it's not Rabbi Yossi. You would think that I thought it was like Tana Kama, because the Tana Kama says at the beginning of Mishnah, Hakoreis Shema Velosh Milozna Yatsa. Rabbi Yossi says Lo Yatsa.
Right.
So it wouldn't be like Rabbi Yossi. Kumfakir should be like Tana Kama.
Right. Here we're putting in the words Dibri Rabbi Yehuda, even though our Mishnah doesn't really say that. And if you look. Next to you see where in the Gemara where it says Yatza, and then there's a bet in parentheses, and then Dibur Yehuda, because the question is, what is he doing? He's quoting our Mishnah, right? But if you look back at our Mishnah, does it mention Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Yatza?
No.
It says Hakarei Shema Vel Hishmei Ulaz No Yatza. It doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda, right? So over here, when we're quoting the Mishnah, we quote the words Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, right? So what's going on over here? So the bet is the Hagos Habach, right? Yeah, Hagos Habach is on the left side toward the bottom, right? Everyone, you see that, the Hagos Habach?
Yep.
And you see the bet?
Yep.
This is like a sidebar, but so it's worth to understand the purpose of these things. Shum, Titnan, I'm reading from the Bach, Hakare, Bechul, etc. L'Ozno, Yatza, period. Rav Yossi Omer, Yossi said, as the mission told us, that you have not fulfilled your obligation. Lo Yatza. Then the box says like this: the Tevas Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Nimcha B'chein B'som. The words So says Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda should be erased or deleted from our critical text of our Gemara. The Bach doesn't understand this Gemara, that it should not say Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah does not say Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. So if you're going to quote our Mishnah, it shouldn't say Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah...
Rabbi Yehuda isn't our Mishnah.
But he is, but he's not on the first part of the Mishnah. Right? He's not the first part of the Mishnah. The machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda is only brought down on the second part of the Mishnah of when you don't say the Shema clearly.
Right. So then you have a machlokas. Why does he say that? Because you're not hearing it maybe properly. So maybe that's his interpretation.
The problem with that is Rabbi Yosef holds the exact opposite of it. Rabbi Yosef says when it comes to not hearing it clearly, right, you are Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that if you don't hear the Shema at all, you're not Yosef. So, I mean, that's just like a sidebar. That it's not, our mission is not, does not have that at all.
So, if we say this, you're saying basically that a person who's deaf doesn't have to say any brachos or anything because he's not really, so he's like, you know, because he was born a deaf person, chas v'shalom, you're not obligated to say any mitzvahs, and most of the mitzvahs are brachos and things like that.
Brachos is the rabbanon. The question is a cheresh chayv in any mitzvahs at all?
Yeah.
And in halacha, they do differentiate between a cheresh who can speak and a cheresh who cannot speak at all. This is talking about someone who is cheresh amadavet.
Right.
So then we have more wiggle room to tell him that he can do certain mitzvahs. But a cheresh she'enu madaber.
Well, the parents are kept out. He can't talk. He can't say a bracha. That's pretty obvious.
Well, there's some people that see there's questions about his chiyuv and doing mitzvahs at all. In fact, if you see a lot of times, we're actually going to see this soon down here. A lot of times you have cheresh, shota, kakot. Those three are together, right? Now, what's a shota? Someone who's
simple-minded person.
Worse than a simple-minded person. Someone who is. Has lost their facility, you know, their faculties. They can't understand. A katan is a child.
Right.
So cher shavu katan is not mechuyev in mitzvos. Midoraisa for sure. We're going to talk about midorabanan maybe down here, because the question is what a katan. A katan could be before chinuch, after chinuch. That's going to be to determine. Anyway, that's what the Bach says over here, because he's bothered with the words Dibur Yehuda.
Right.
Now. Since we're already completely sidetracked, instead of sidetracking again, we look at the second Tosfos, and you'll actually see the Bach has problems with this again. We're really going ahead of ourselves, but Tosfos Dibur HaMatchil Dilma Rabbi Yehudahi says as follows: Ve'im Tomar, and if you want, I can ask you the question. Lo Indisk Rabbi Yehuda Bereishit. Rabbi Yehuda is not mentioned in the beginning part of the Mishnah at all. He's only mentioned in the second part, the Sefer. So, the way to interpret the critical text of our Gemara, that even though it says Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, even though it doesn't really say in the Gemara, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, Tosfos says like this: Yesh lomar dipshita min the sefer Rabbi Yehuda reishinah Rabbi Yehuda, the plea of the milsit Rabbi Yehuda. So basically, Tosfos is saying that even though Rabbi Yehuda's name is not mentioned in the reishinah Mishnah, and we, when there's no name, we usually call the Tanakhava, the first Tana of the Mishnah, first of the Tanoim, or the Rabbanon. But that doesn't mean that those are people, too. So who is that Tanakhava? Tosfos holds it's Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, with all that said and done, again, the Bach you can see, which we're not going to get into again, but that's possibly why when the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, it says Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, even though it really does not say Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. But it must be, because the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda, it must be the Reish is also the Machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, is in both places. Alright, now let's go back. Let's go back into the Gemara. Who is the author of this Mishnah in Truma, in Trumos, that Bidi Eved, yes, L'chadchila, no. So he said, it must be like the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Why? We're back in the Gemara. I'm just reading these lines again. Because we learned the Mishnah. Hakari Shema Abu Hishmiel Ozno Yotzah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So a person reads the Shema. That always happens. The second you get up to get the phone, that's when it stops ringing. It's like someone's watching you, laughing. Hakari Shema Abu Hishmiel Ozno Yotzah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Omer Lo Yotzah. We're going to focus on those words. Rabbi Yossi says that if you do not hear the Shema, then you've not fulfilled your obligation. Now, what does he mean, lo yotza? I can't come, Rabbi Yossi, lo yotza. I'm Kriya Shema. The only time he is particular that says that you must hear the words is only when it comes to the Shema, D'oraisa. After all, it's D'oraisa. Aval Truma, when it comes to Truma, he's doing, separating the Truma. So what's the big deal? Why don't we let this guy separate the Truma? Why are we saying, L'chathila no? To Mishon Brachu. Because the whole issue is not the separating the Truma. He could separate the Truma, because he's Chayav Mitzvah. But the issue is him saying, Brachu. However, Brachu D'Rabbanan. We know Brachos are D'Rabbanan. V'lo B'Brachu Talei Milsa. And when it comes to a Bracha, it's not toloi on this matter. It's not dependent on this thing. Which means like this. The only time Rav Yossi is machbid and says, no, even b'di'evid, you have not fulfilled your obligation, is only when it comes to mitzvos which are min ha-Torah, such as
Shema.
However, when it comes to Truma, he'll hold, l'chadchila, don't do it. B'di'evid, you're okay. Why? Because it's Durabana. So we can differentiate between a Durabana and a Duraisa, and we can still establish the Tan of our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Trumos, as Rav Yossi. So again, our Mishnah says even B'di'evid, no, because it's Duraisa. But when it comes to Truma, which is merely the Durabana, B'di'evid, they'll say it's okay. Because that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah about Truma says, if you did it, you did it. So we're trying, what are we trying to do? We're trying to finagle over here to chalik between the Duraisa and the Rabbanan in order to establish that Mishnah like the opinion of Rav Yossi. The Gemara says, and there's this nice tosis over here, I don't know if I want to do it, maybe confusing. We'll get to it eventually. Umamai, Rav Yossi, how do we know? And why should we necessarily establish this Mishnah like Rav Yossi? To Rabbi Yehuda, maybe to Rabbi Yehuda. And again, when we hear Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to think of him as the first words of our Mishnah. Of Hakare Shema Abu Hishmiel Ozno Yotze. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer Gabi Krishma Nami the Evident L'Chadchil. Now, just like Truma, Chadchil, we don't want you to do it. But B'di Evident, you're okay. That's what he means in our Mishnah. You read the Shema without hearing it. Yotze. B'di Evident, you're Yotze. So that wouldn't that make more sense? Instead of saying it's like Rabbi Yossi and being Mechal Mishnah Durban and Duraisa, just say both that this Mishnah is talking like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that by both cases, B'di'evid, it's okay. How do you know our Mishnah is talking about a case of B'di'evid, that you didn't say the words loud enough to hear it, B'di'evid, maybe it's L'chadchila. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Look at the Lashon of the Mishnah. Diktani, what do we learn? Hakare. You did it already. What'd you do? You read. He's not asking you a Shaila, you know, I'm a Shaila. Am I allowed to say the Shema in this way? No, it's Hakare, which means he did it already. B'di'evid. B'di'evid in. B'chatchila lo. And therefore what? This is a question the Gemara is asking. Why do we have to say that the Mishnah in Trumos is like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and that the Mishnah is only the reason why the Mishnah Truma says B'di'evid, yes, L'chadchila no. The reason why B'di'evid you're okay is because it's a Durabanan, it's a Bracha. But when it comes to a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, like saying the Shema, Rabbi Yossi holds, as the Mishnah says, clearly, Lo Yotza, even B'di'evid. Why would you have to say that? Why don't you say it's like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that you're Yotza. B'di'evid. He doesn't want you not to say the Shema. Even if Yehuda wants you to say it out loud. B'di'evid, you didn't say it loudly. You didn't hear it. Okay. You're still young. So that would be very similar to this Mishnah in Trumos, which talks about You did it! We didn't want you to separate the truma, but you did it already in your yatzah. It sounds much nicer to be like the opinion of Rabbi Hood. So Amri, so the Gemara says like this. Our Mishnah of Akari Shema is not talking about a case of Bidyev. What do you mean? It says the word Hakore. You're right. But Amri, Haidetani Hakore, the fact that it says one who did it already, is Lohidea Kochod Rav Yossi, is to show the strength of Rav Yossi. The Omer, the Eved Namila. The Rav Yossi holds that even if Hakore, even if he already did it, you're not Yotze. That's what it means. Hakore at Shema, you did it already? Rav Yossi says, I don't care, you're not Yotze, even Bidyev. That's the reason why the Mishnah said the Bidyev case, the case of Hakore, that you did it already. However, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like we thought he held. De'i Rabbi Yehuda, afil chatchila nami yotze. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if he would ask you the shiloh, he'd say, yeah, you don't have to hear it at all. L'chatchil yoyotze, go ahead. What do you mean the Mishnah says akore, which is bidyeved? Because the Mishnah is just coming to show the strength of Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say? If you don't hear the Shema,
you're not
yotze. Even bidyeved. But that doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only reason why I hold your yotze is because it was bidyeved. No, even l'chatchil I hold your yotze. So what? So what's the problem with all this? The problem is as follows. Now you have two extremes. You have Rav Yossi that says even bidyeved, you're not yotze. And now we have Rabbi Yehuda that says even l'chatchil you are yotze. So what's the problem with that? The problem is, therefore we cannot establish the mission of Trumos like Rabbi Yehuda. Why can't we establish the Mishnah of Trumos like Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Mishnah of Trumos is talking about what case? That only Bidyeved it's a good separate. L'chatchila? Don't do it. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even when it comes to the Shema, which is even more, it's Deraisa, still he holds L'chatchila, don't worry about it. So, Kal v'chomer, when it comes to Truma, which is merely the Rabbana and the Bracha, that of course he would l'chatchila allow you to do it. So the Mishnah that says that you're only Yotze b'di'eved can only be according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And therefore that's why he distinguishes between the Rabbana and the Raisa. Alright? So I told you, it flows, but you have to really hold cup over here. So that's the reason why we're up to the word b'mai. All right, and again, I don't even get sidetracked with some interesting tosafim over here. But right now, before we see the word b'mai, again, the Gemara, it's establishing the Mishnah Trumos. It has to be, can only be like Rabbi Yossi, cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that even l'chatchila, if you do not hear the words that come out of your mouth, you're still Yotze. And the Mishnah Trumos is talking about that only bidyeved you can separate the truma. So who could be the author of bidyeved and only bidyeved you can separate the truma? It's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said when it came to the Shema that you bidyeved are also not yotze if you don't hear it. That's because it's deraisa. It's kriyat Shema. But when it comes to the Rabbanan, like truma, he'll be lenient to say bidyeved you're okay. Right to Gemara, b'mai kumta krabios. How do we know and why are we establishing the Mishnah in Trumos like Rabbi Yossi? I have another problem. If you're confused already, you're going to get this will not alleviate that problem. He brings down another piece, a brisa here. The Elohot Sani. We learn in the Braisa, Yavarech Adam Birchas HaMazon B'Libo. When it comes to benching, you're supposed to say the words. It's not supposed to be said B'Libo. V'im Birach Yatsa. But if you did say the Bracha quietly so that you couldn't even hear it, you were just skimming the pages, like you're reading a book, what does it say? Yotze. So, l'chadchila should you do it? No. B'di'evet, are you yotze if you did? Yes. So now we have a huge problem. What's the problem? This sounds just like the Mishnah Trumos, that b'di'evet it works. But what's the problem? The only reason why we establish that like Rabbi Yossi is because the idea of Truma, we can go lenient because it is the Rabbanon Deraisa, the Bracha. It's the Rabbanon. But when he said by our Mishnah, by Kriya Shema, which is Deraisa, you're not Yotze. Even B'di'evet. Yeah. Why? Because it's Deraisa or Rabbanon. It's Deraisa. So the question is, Birchas HaMazon, benching, Deraisa or Rabbanon?
Well, it's
Daraisa. Really. It's Daraisa. It's
so the brachas are not Daraisa. The brachas are bench.
Well, how else are you going to bench? You have to say the word. You have to say something.
Don't put that though. Thanks.
Okay, so that's your benching. That's set, but you said it. You have to say it. You have to say some words.
But some words, but you have to remember that benching evolved from one bracha to right. Two
bench. That's true.
Moshe Mishinai is starting to have Moshe, it's just the first bracha.
Okay. So let's without getting into, you know, what parts deraisa the rabbanon, certainly there are parts of the benching which are midrabbanon. There are some people have different, they stop at this point, they say more, they say less. But certainly the first paragraph, we're not going to argue is deraisa. All right, so let's stick to that. The first paragraph, let's just say that that's what it's talking about. So
the paragraph starts with the bracha, you know, so it's the bracha, which is the rabbanon.
But Berachas HaMazon is the one exception, which even though it's a bracha, it's deraisa. That's the exception of brachos. Brachos are generally are the rabbanon in nature, enacted by the rabbanon. But the pasuk does say v'yachalta the savata, which means what? That's a midrash. It's in the Torah.
Barachta, you ran away.
Right. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
It's also
Berachat HaTorah is also midiraisa, but correct.
Berachat Kohanim is deraisa.
The chiyuv upon you to hear it is not deraisa. You don't have
it. But the words are deraisa.
The words are from the Torah. But not necessarily everything that is from the Torah is... Not the words, the nusach, does not necessarily mean that mitzvah is... Deraisa. There is a mitzvah deraisa of Berachas Kohanim.
The mitzvah deraisa is for the Kohanim to do it, not for you to hear it.
Right, exactly. When a Kohen has a chiyuv, a mitzvah to say Berachas Kohanim when he has the opportunity to do so. Right? He shouldn't skip it, basically, you should say. But Berachas HaMazon is you eat. It's the same thing. If you don't eat, you know, it's also no mitzvah. But if you do come across that chiyuv, then it becomes a chiyuv deraisa. You have to bench deraisa. So that's going to be the problem, again, because that's deraisa, just like Kriya Shema is deraisa. We can't, so who are you going to establish it like? That's the question. Mani, who is this like? Lo Rav Yossi, Lo Rav Yehuda. Can't be like either of the Tanoim found in Bar Mishnah. Why not? Di Rav Yehuda, forget about it, it's definitely not Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Omar, what did he say when it came to the resetting of the Shema? He said, if you don't hear the words, what did he say? You fulfilled your obligation, you're right. Yotze. And what did we mean when he said that you're Yotze? It means, that's what we initially thought. But then we said, no, even though the Mishnah says, HaKare Shema, but that only is coming to show the strength of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda really holds, even L'chadchila, you can say the Shema in such a fashion. That's what we forced ourselves to understand at this point. Rav Yossi, Ahomer L'chadchila Nami, on the first one line, Yossi. So that can't be like our Mishnah of benching, because the Mishnah about benching said, L'chadchila, are you supposed to say Belibo? No. L'chadchila, you should not do it. It's only B'di'evet, after the fact. But Rav Yehuda says, it doesn't matter, L'chadchila. If he says, you know, I'm not in the mood to say any words, can I just skim the pages? Go for it. That's what Rav Yehuda says, no problem. So that's not, cannot be this mission about benching that says L'chadchila, you cannot do that. It's not Yehuda. Rav Yossi, Di'avinamilu. According to Rav Yossi, we interpreted him to mean that's what the words of the Mishnah say. Hakore, even though you already read the Shema in this incorrect fashion, Rabbi Yossi says lo yatsim, which means even b'di'evit, you have not fulfilled your obligation. The problem is that when it comes to benching, what does it say, b'di'evit? If you did it this way, you are yotze. So, who is this Mishnah like? Who is this price of light? The price of benching, is it like Rabbi Yossi or is it like Rabbi Yehuda? It's not like anyone. Because Rabbi Yossi takes one extreme, Rabbi Yehuda takes a different extreme, and this mission of benching is the middle ground of the Chachila, no, but yes. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda do not hold of that opinion. So who's this Mishnah like? Ella Mai, what do you have to say? Rabbi Yehuda, it must be the Mishnah of benching is Rabbi Yehuda, which means what? What you said before, which is what we thought before, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the eved in l'chatchila, that the only time I allow you to do so, like benching, is only if it was done already. But the eved, right? L'chatchila, don't do it, which is by benching, and that's how we'll interpret what the Mishnah says. Hakari shema v'lo hishmil azno means that really l'chatchila you shouldn't do it, but b'di'evet, if you already did it, you're yotzei. Right? Kori, you did it already, so you're yotzei. So, therefore, so too, when it comes to the Mishnah of Trumos, which what did it say about the Scheresh?
And he separated it.
That he shouldn't do it.
He shouldn't do it, but if he did it, it's okay.
Which is l'chatchila no. B'di'evet, yes, will also be like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will be the author of the Mishnah of benching, which says l'chatchila don't do it this way, but b'di'evet you're okay. He'll also be the author of the Mishnah of Truma that tells the Cheresh don't separate the Truma, but if you did, b'di'evet you're okay. So everything's fine, everything's clear. Until we bring another statement, which causes more problems. Elo ha'datan Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Yehuda Shimon ben Pazi Cheresh ha'madaber ve'enu shameya. If you have this person who is a Cheresh ha'madaber, he can speak, but he can't hear. She's deaf, right? But he can speak. Tar l'chatchila. Unlike the case of the Mishnah in Trumos that said only b'di'evet his Truma was a good Truma. According to this opinion, you can separate Truma l'chatchila. Now, Mani, who is this opinion like? Who is this going to be like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Why? We just established Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amr di'evet in l'chatchila. We just said that, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the only way you're allowed to do this is if it's b'di'evet. L'chatchila, no. But this statement that Rav Shimon ben Pazi just brought down, the second wide line, says, Torah. L'chatchila. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. We just established Rabbi Yehuda that only b'di'evet it's a good truma. So therefore, it can't be like him. And of course, in Rabbi Yossi, it can't be like him for sure. Ha'omer b'di'evet nami lo. He said, b'di'evet, you can't separate truma at all. Because Rabbi Yossi, like what he said in our Mishnah, is to talk about b'di'evet. Even after the fact, if you did not hear the words that came out of your mouth by the Shema, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So too, when it comes to Truma, you're a Cheresh, even B'di'evet, you're not Yotzei. So who is this statement of Rav Shimon Pazi like? Eli'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's like Eli'olam, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Yafilu l'chatchila nami, and even l'chatchila you're allowed to separate the truma. Didn't we just establish Rabbi Yehuda said that only b'di'evet you may do so? L'okasha, hadidei, hadiravya. What is himself, Rabbi Yehuda, that says l'chatchila no, but b'di'evet it's okay? Hadiravya, the other one is his Rebbe. And who was Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? No one other than Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Elazar ben Azari was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to see that sometimes Rabbi Yehuda quotes something in his own name. Sometimes he quotes his Rebbe. And therefore, all this confusion is just because Rabbi Yehuda perhaps is saying a couple different things. Not that he's conflicting and contradicting himself, but sometimes he quotes his own shita, sometimes he quotes the shita of his Rebbe. So when Rebbe Yehuda is himself, he says he sticks to the middle ground. B'di'eved, yes, l'chatchila, don't do it. That's the middle ground. And therefore, as we established, Rebbe Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah of Trumos that says, l'chatchila, don't do it, but b'di'eved, you're okay. Rebbe Yehuda is also the author of the Mishnah of Benching. L'chatchila, say the words, don't say it quietly. But if you said it quietly, b'di'eved, you're okay. That's all of Rebbe Yehuda. Aye, who is this statement that says you can give, take off Trumos l'chatchila? That's when Rebbe Yehuda said this in the name of his teacher, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah felt it doesn't make a difference. Everything works. You don't have to say anything, even l'chatchila, it's not a problem. Titna, because we learned in a Mishnah, and you'll see the asterisk over here, because where is this Mishnah? Doesn't exist. That's why you see on the side, Tanya, which means it's not a Mishnah, it's either a Brace or a Tosefta. It's not a Mishnah. You're not going to find a Mishnah that says this. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Mishum, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. So, Rebbe Yehuda sometimes says things, Mishum, in the name of his teacher, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. And what did Rebbe Yehuda say, not from his own feelings and his own opinions, but quoting his Rebbe, that he disagreed with, which is interesting. Hakari Shema, if you read the Shema, Sarech Shishmo Ozna. One opinion is, you need to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. You need to hear it. Now, what does it mean, Sarech Shishmo Ozna? It means, L'chatchila. L'chatchila, you should hear it. You need to. You need to say it loudly enough that you can hear it. Now, what does that imply? It implies a little bit of a twist of what we said. That when all these Mishnayos were said, that L'chatchila, it doesn't work, but B'di'eved, it works, is really Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Shnemar, as it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? Pretty famous pasuk. But what is the first word, or the first two words, as we begin? Shema Yisrael. You have to hear it. People have to hear it. So, what does it mean, Sarech Shishma? You need to hear it. It means, L'chatchila, you need to hear it. You need to do this. You really need to do it. B'di'eved, you're okay. Amar Meir, a Meir is chaylik, he disagrees and says, Hari hu omer, what do you mean? The pasuk says, elsewhere, Asher enochi metzavecha hayom al levecha. Now what does it say? What is the ikar of this resetting of the Shema? Is it just screaming a bunch of words? No.
You listen to it in your heart.
Achar kavanas halev hin hin adabar. It's tali halev. You have to hear it. It's not hearing. It's not the ikar. The ikar is kavanas halev. You have to have kavana. And therefore what? Doesn't matter.
You said it, and you didn't, well, nobody heard you, forget kavanas halev. You should be yotze.
You're yotze. Not only are you yotze b'di'eved, even the chatchila are yotze. Even
the
chatchila.
So the key thing is not the shmiya, it's the kavanah.
Right. According to this opinion, the opinion of Rav Meir. So now, as we're getting so close to this dot over here, hashdas l'hochi, now that you come on to this other opinion of Rav Meir, feel tame Rav Yehuda, k'ravya, s'mirele, with a chaval, a Talmud would be chaylik of this Rebbe. So it would much better that we would say that he agrees, Rebbe Yehuda agrees to his Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, and Vlokash. Ha Rebbe Meir, ha Rebbe Yehuda. What is this? Rebbe Meir, as we said, what's the Ikar? Is Kavanah, after Kavanah's Halev, Hein Hena Devon. It's totally
in the lathe.
In your lathe. So if you don't say it,
it's okay.
L'chatchila, you're okay. You're okay. So all the Mishnah about being Torah L'chatchila is like the opinion of Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds it doesn't matter. You don't have to say anything. As long as you have Kavanas Halev. So the Cheresh didn't say anything. Doesn't matter. That's not what's important. What's important is what's believed. So that's him. And Ha Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is like the opinion, like the Mishnayot, or the Mishnah and the Braisa, that talk about L'chatchila, no, but B'di'eved, you're okay. the Mishnah that in Trumos that said L'chachila don't separate the Trumos. But Bidyeved you can separate. It's like the opinion of Yehuda. And also this Brisa, which talked about benching, that you should not bench Bolibo. V'im Berach Yatzah Bidyeved Yoriyotze, that's also like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore our Mishnah also. What is our Mishnah? So if we go back and read our Mishnah. Hakare Shema Vel Hishmil Ozno Yatzah. Now that's Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in Tosfos. Now, what does this mean? It means Hakori Bidyeved, you read the Shema already. What does Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? Even though Rabbi Yehuda's name is not mentioned, we said that Tosfos holds that he really is the author. He is the Tanakam over here. Hakori Shema Bo Hishmei Lozno Yatsa, which means Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bidyeved your Yotza. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Lo Yotzi, Rabbi Yossi is the other opinion that even Bidyeved, you're not Yotzi. So you have these three opinions, as we conclude. We have the opinion of, on one extreme, Rabbi Yossi, that holds you have to hear it. And let's say, I didn't hear it. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? You're not Yotzi. On the other extreme, you have the opinion of Rav Meir, which we just saw at the very end of this Gemara.
And he's concerned with the whole, it's not really the other extreme, but he's concerned with a completely different entity. His is in your heart, his right. is in your ear, so they're really not talking on the same level.
Well, that's why he says, L'chatchil, it's not a
problem. Yeah, it's not an issue. It doesn't exactly. count. I don't care what you hear, you don't right. what did you think?
Exactly. But that's why it's lechatchila. It's like why you ask
this? What with the
Yemen? Shiloh, right.
Shiloh. Yes, it's not even an issue. Yet.
Right, exactly. But there's nothing more than lechatchila your yotzei. You can't right. go any higher than that.
No.
So, except for maybe when Rav Meir would be asked that question, he'd say, "What are you talking about?" The pasuk says, "Alulavecha." Why are you asking such a question? It's kavanas aleiv. You don't have to say it. Lechatchila your yotzei. Why are you asking me such questions? And then you have the middle ground. Middle ground is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, L'chatchila.
No good.
So that's the end of that piece of Gemara. Now, just so you don't think that we're completely out of it, completely out of the woods, as they say, the next piece of Gemara, where there's the last Tosfos, there's a beautiful Tosfos, talks about the it has a lot of halakhic ramifications, which we certainly will not see, will go basically through the same shot of the Torah that we just had. So it's good and it's bad. If you understood it, it's good. If you didn't understand it, it's still good because it's chazara. And if you don't understand it the second time, well, I don't know if you got it. All right, let's see. We have just a couple minutes. Let's see this. We have two more Tosfos that we should see. The third, the longer one, Rabbi Yossi Dieved Namula talks about benching, which is going to be a little bit too time consuming to get through. But it is an interesting Tosfos. Let's just see this third Tosfos. Okay. In order to do so, we're going to have to I didn't want to stop where we were in the middle and then go to the Tosfos and go back. Because I want to flow through the Gemara, then maybe we'll understand this Tosfos. Tosfos, Dieber Hamachil, Lohodicha, Kochad Rabbi Yossi. Now, at this point in the Gemara, we said that when our Mishnah said, Hakari Shema Bo Hishniya Lo Azno Yatsa Rabbi Yot, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said, Lo Yatsa, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yossi said, you have not fulfilled your obligation, right. so it's even Bidyeved.
Right.
And why does it say Hakare, that you did it already? Is to show the strength of Rabbi Yossi that even if you did it already, Bidyeved, you're still not Yotsa. However, at this point of the Gemara, even though this is not the Maskasa Gemara, we thought that Rabbi Yehuda felt that even L'chatchila, you are Yotzei. So even though the Mishnah said, Hakare Shema Bo Hishmil Ozno, Yatsa, that's not the strongest case for Rabbi Yehuda, but rather the strongest case for Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not even B'diavad, you're not Yotzei. But at this point, which is not the Maskasa Gemara, we thought Rabbi Yehuda felt even L'chatchila, you are Yotzei. So what would we rather do? We felt it was better to show the strength of Rav Yossi, than to show the strength of Rav Yehuda. And on this, Tosis asks a very fundamental question. When it comes to, you have a middle ground, you have two opinions on either extreme, which is how we thought it was at this point, the Havami of the Gemara, and then you have the Mishnah, which sticks to, could stick to a center ground, but instead it decides to choose a bigger Chiddush, to show the strength of one over the other. What do we generally do? Rektosis, v'im tomar, v'olo ein nizkar Rav Yehuda, I'm sorry, the next tosis, v'im tomar, lashmein en kochol de Rav Yehuda, de koach de hatera adif. A very famous expression from Rav Shas, that whenever we have two opinions, we always want to support and show the strength of the lenient opinion. No one likes to be
machmir.
Everyone wants to be meikel.
Right.
But the Chazal explained the reason for this is because to be machmir,
it's easy to be machmir. Yeah, that's not good. Don't bother me.
But to stand your ground and say, I am being meikel, right, and I'm supporting that this is whatever, I'm meikel. So you have to have some backing for that. So generally speaking, we say, koach da hatera other. Therefore, Tosis asked the question, why would the Gemara think that the Mishnah is coming to show the strength of Rav Yossi, that even b'di'evad, you have not fulfilled your obligation, you would think you'd rather show support to Rabbi Huda, that even l'chatchila you are Yossi, which would be koach da hatera, which is the question that Tosis asks, and the answer we will, Mirat Hashem, see next week.